We are continuing our shu'urim, and these are really just shu'urim and introductions, Kabbalah in general. It's not necessarily have to do with Otz Chaim. It's general musagim in Kabbalah. Lav davka these introductions are in order, but these are just musagim ba'alma. And we're going to apply all these musagim, bet'em in every shah of the Etz Chaim or Otz Chaim, whichever sefer we learn, we apply all these musagim all at once. Into the shah. Now, we gave the basic introduction. Now we're going to speak about the halbosha. The halbosha is pshut kamashmo. It's clothing. It's actually not the clothing itself. We're talking about the process of wearing a cloth. Now, first we have to describe. What is the habasha going on? It's going on the patsufim, basically on the patsufim. Now, what are the patsufim? We said the patsufim is a collection of 10 spheres. And that a patsuf is not only a collection of 10 spheres, it's more and it's greater than the sum of all of its parts. It's like all the parts, like the Ramchal says, the Moshel about the behemoth, all the pieces. If I were to take all the pieces of the behemoth and glue them together, I still won't have a horse. Is that nukudun nesefis that comes along after all the behemoth has all its halakim, the neshama shabo, or the koilil as they call it, comes along and that puts everything together and gives it a chiyus. That is the chiddush of patsuf. Now, there are many patsufim. And so patsufim. But what we know, there is a seder patsufim of five basic patsufim, which is nukveya, then on top of that you have za, zerampim, and then you have ima, the abba, and then alchampim, going from bottom to top. We have other patsufim above that, as we know, we have atik, but we're not going to consider them because they are much, much higher and less relevant to us. Right. So now,
say that again, what's the names?
You have from bottom to top, you have nuk, which is nukveya, the nuk of za, which is the patsuf on top of it, zer ampin. Then you have the part which is on top of that is Ima, on top of that is Abba, and on top of that is Alch Ampin. There's no simani that I know of that people say that it's easy to remember, like the Asmab you say, you know, Absak Moben is Asmab, but this, there's no really a simani for them to remember this. So now the question is, what is there's always a connection between everything. That's the Yesod V'Yesod. There's no thing which is a loose part which is floating in midair. All the Bechinas that we're going to speak about, as my words, Spheres, Patsufim, Olamas, they are all connected in somehow. The question is, how are they connected? Without getting into different steels in Shmuz, in Arizal, is it on the Zayin Tachtonim, or is it on the Gao, on the Vak, or whatever? But just basically speaking, it works as follows. That each Patsuf, let's start from top to bottom now. Let's talk about Arich. So Arich is a patsuf and it's Eses Sfiros. So you have Keser, Chochma, Bina, and then you have Chagat, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferet, and then you have the last triad with Netzach, Hod, Yesod. The Netzach, Hod, Yesod will be the platform for the next patsuf.
Why?
Excuse me?
You're going down, so
it's going to be the neshama. You like that word better? It's going to be the neshama of the patsuf of the patsuf.
Sorry? Are you talking about the malchus?
Okay, I don't want to confuse you, but that is the malchus. That is the malchus. That is the creation of the malchus.
What, the
new patsuf, which has Eses Spheres, which is going to be a creation, a Totsah from the above the previous Patsuf, the higher Patsuf, that Patsuf will look down at the new Patsuf as a Malchus.
Okay.
That is Malchus. That is Malchus. Okay.
What's wrong with them saying last week?
What?
Last week. And don't answer to me yet, it's Bechinus.
That's our favorite answer. What do you want from me?
Last week, the part of the middle out of 10 spheres. So this week, the part of the middle out of 9 spheres.
No, it's 10 spheres. It's not a stila. 10 spheres. But how do you want to look at it? The question is our perspective now. Le Marshall. Okay, let's look at this picture. Le Marshall. Okay, do you see this picture over here?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in this picture over here, okay, it's going to be a bit tricky. Here. Okay, in this picture over here, you're going to have this be'etzim is three parsufim altogether. It's three parts of them all together. You can see this. That's a tricky part. Okay, these three parts of them all together, or is it one part of? Now, whatever you're going to say is going to be right, because you can either look at this picture as all as one gigantic part of, or you can look at it as three different patsufim. Each one which is starting on the nahi of the patsufa elyon. Okay? That answers your question, because there's no definite way, there's no correct way, more correct way of looking at a patsuf. Right? And to say, again, the basic, we always have to go back and back, because you really have to know everything before you start anything in this type of limud. The basics of basics is the Erke Kenuyim. One of the fundamental yesoides of Kabbalah is that you understand this is not nigla. Nigla, we're very, very machshiv every single word, and every single we're medayik, everything means dafka. In nigla, in nista, it's the opposite. It's opposite. And I explained why. The pshat is that it's not that we're fudging around or we're trying to just make things work and so on and so forth. Because this is a tmuna ruchni. When you're trying to communicate, the Ariza saw this tmuna ruchni, and he's trying to communicate this to us, and he himself, in a gashmi form, with gashmi words, it's very, very difficult. It's actually not difficult, it's impossible. Because it's stira. Because a double ruchne is not a double gashmi. But he does quite a very good job. So therefore the words he's using is not to be taken so literal, to mean that is the thing. These words are rather pointing you towards what he wants you to look at, what he wants you to understand. That's very important. Because we're not going to fight the whole time. Say, you told me this one day, now you're telling me this, and this and that, what's going on? You're changing your mind. No. Because it really depends on your perspective. Like I said, I showed you three parts of them. One, which is nivla, into another one. Like, think of it as cylinders. One cylinder into another cylinder. So, it's not wrong to say you have one parts of there. Right? And the top cylinder, which is sticking out, I'll call it the chagat. I'll call it the chabat. The middle cylinder, I call it the chagat, the middle part of it. And the bottom cylinder, I call it the nahi. Or I can say, no, I want to zoom in, I want to concentrate, I want to break down the first parts of on top. In the first parts of this, there's spheres.
They're hidden to the bottom one.
Yeah, but it's not hidden on the bottom one. That's not only the vault, but it's hidden on the bottom one. The bottom is its nahi. Is its nahi. Very big yesod. That just because it's hidden doesn't matter, doesn't mean that it's not him. It's still nikra al shemo. And this is one of the confusing parts. And the Ariza, what is he referring to now? He said one thing, and now he calls it an al hampin, and then he calls it a za. Well, we all know za is not al hampin. The answer is yes, it is the same thing. Because what is the neshom of their hampin? Is al hampin. Sorry, let me repeat that. I don't know if I got that right. What is the neshama of Zer Ampin? It's Al Ampin. We said one is Bulua.
So far away, even though they're so far away, so you can bring all these five.
Not far away, not far away at all. They all end off at the same point. There's no Kotsukoma here.
There's not for one, one's.
No, we don't have a short one. It's not. We're not talking about batim here, one on top of the other. We're talking about one is complete, 10 spheres all the way down. Humongous. The other one is the other one, Abba Ve'ima Lomosha, is Malbish on the Nahi.
But that means it's part of it as well.
It becomes part of it, yes. It becomes part of it, yeah. Yeah. So, but we don't forget about Arhampin. Arhampin is still there. It's the Neshama of the Abba Ve'ima.
It's not just, it's much higher.
No, it is much higher, it is. It is, about this much higher.
So it doesn't reach, they don't have a common ground, the top one and the bottom parasite. That parasite finishes at the top, and that one takes over.
Doesn't take over, no, like I'm saying, again, Al-Hampin stretches from the top to the bottom. And then you have Abba Ve'ima being Malbish on its Nahi.
They do take it on its
legs.
They all meet at the bottom,
right? And then you have a smaller part called Zun.
They all meet at the bottom.
Okay. There are different shmuas that Al Hampin, that Abba Be'ima's Katzikoyma, that it's only from the Govan to the Chazen, and then the Zayas from the Chazen to the Tibur. Okay, I'm not going there, but generally looking at a very simple lapsus of the Patsufim is, like we explained, it's going on the Nahi. And what we're saying as well, that we can call this Patsuf two things. We can call it Arampin, or we can call it Za. We can call it the bigger Bechina, we can call it the smaller Patsuf.
We can call it Abba Ima, any of the
No, we can't really call it Abba Ve'ima unless we're looking only at Abba Ve'ima. We can't say this whole, all three of Patsufim are Abba Ve'ima. We can say two-thirds of it is Abba Ve'ima, we can say. The Marshal. Right? We can say the whole thing is Al-Khampi. Because it's the Nesham of it is Taki Al-Khampi. So it's called Al-Shmo. We said it, the Ariza said it before, Taki, many times. Shan the Kudim, we just saw it.
These Patsukim are there the whole time, it's not that you're making them. They're there the whole time. They're being Nechrav or Shmira, and then brought together. It's easier.
Well, we haven't spoken about the Shmira before. But, we'll have to see, all these names are very important. But what's the important part is that they're not static. Okay? They're there though in continuous time. They're there all the time, and they keep on growing, and they keep on moiled another shefa, another patsuf come. And this is what makes this cycle, this system go, is we make the system go. So the Torah, Avodah, the Tefillah, Ma'asim Tovim, all these things, Limud Torah, can I get kulam, is mali shefa, and produces more of these patsufim. Produces more and more of this Patsufim. Okay, now let me give you another. Let's see another picture, which is a nice representation of the Halbosha, but in a different perspective, in a wider perspective. And this is what we call the mountain charts. Okay. So you can see. Again, all these pictures are inaccurate, the tachlis of inaccuracy. Okay? Because there's no way we can depict exactly what's going on there. Okay? We are just fumbling about trying to, all these pictures and all the books are all the same, but again, they're inaccurate, completely inaccurate. But it's the closest we can get to some type of inkling, and we're given a shus taka to write these pictures. We write this out in Poshu just to give us an inkling of the connection between one and another. So we'll see one part, so for example, Nugveya, Mambish on Zan, Zan Avavima, and Arampi. And it doesn't only stop at these five Patsufim, there's another five Patsufim which is Malbish, and five Patsufim which is Malbish, and so the mountain grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. And again, we can call this all one big Patsuf, if I wanted to do that. The whole Ganze Bria is one big Paltzuf. I can call all the 6,000 years as one big Paltzuf. Okay? I can call, no, when I only look at this today, today's Parzuf, and we'll know after a while, we'll know how to translate a day into Parzufim, right?
Every minute
into Parzuf, yeah, we can break down every minute, and the Rashash Taka does that. Every minute he tells you it's a Nahi, the Chokhmah, the Bina, the Dat, and that's the Nitzus that you have to Mesaken today, is that Bidyuk, that what we call the address, and that is the definition of. We see things in a different way, you know. But the Mukubalim, Amitim, they saw the world in Patsufim and spheres. That's where it was. Okay, so that's a little bit of an inkling of what is going on here. Right now, another detail which is important here. Another detail which is important here is that there are two facets to the Patsuf as well. Okay? Two facets. What do I mean by that? There is what we saw over there, what we've been showing so far is the Orech of the Patsuf. The Orech of the Patsuf. Meaning is that it has a hierarchy. It has Keser, Chochmah, Bina, Das, another triad, you have the Chagas, and then another triad, you have the Nayi. Okay, and this is more lemaisa. You'll find this in Sidurim, and in Sidurim, a Pashtanim Shasfardim. There's something called the Merkava. Just a normal Sfardi Sidurim. I haven't found it in any Ashkenazi Sidurim, but a very normal Pashtan you can do there. You'll find what's called the Merkava. What's the Merkava? The Merkava is the Esses Spheres, and every sphere is representing. Another volume, another Eva of the Bnei Adam. So the Keser is like the Rosh, the Chochmah is the right brain, left brain, and so on and so forth. And it's like, and you have to mechaven to this because as you're doing the Tefillah, as you're saying the words of the Tefillah, you are mesaking each and every part of your volume as well. Okay, that's the connection between the Mekovah and the Tefillah. The hierarchy of the Paltzuf. The Orech of the Parzuf represents the Tzelem Elokim. Again, Chochmah Bina Dat, that's the Mochim. Then you have the Chagat, which represents the Guf. And then you have the Netzach and Yisroel, the legs and Yisroel. That's the Orech of the person. If you're going to say a person is with Tzelem Elokim, or in our Loshon here, Ashprach is the Bechinas Parzuf, then we say ma doch a patsuf, a person grows be'orich, he also grows be'oivi in width as well. So how is that represented by these pictures of this, what we call the mountain pictures, yeah, the triads? How does this look? So a more accurate picture would actually be this picture over here, of this picture over here. Do you see this over here? You have three boxes. It needs a little bit of orientation here because it's not like any other picture you see or we've shown so far. This has three boxes. One box represents the right side, which is called Chachan, Chochma, Chesed, and Netzach. One box represents the Bina and the Gvura. And the Hod, which is called Baga. And the middle box here represents the Das, Tiferes, and Netzach. And Kesa as well. Okay? Now, that's the way the abbreviations go. Chacham Baga Dati. Kesa is really actually the part of which above. Kesa, which is not actually in the parts of it. Pshut Kamashim was something you put on your head. It's not actually part of the Parzuf. Now, the way it works is over here is that this is actually both Orech and Oiv together. Because the top, let's see if I can do this correctly without damaging this here. The top row, as you see, there's three rows. The top row is Chochmah on the right hand side, the three boxes. And the three left boxes are Bina, and then the row underneath will be the Gvur on the left hand side and the Chesed on the right hand side, and then on the last row you find on the right hand side Netzach, and the left hand side you find Hod. Okay, that would be the Orech of the Paltzer, meaning that the Orech of the Paltzer means we're putting Chochma on top of Chesed, on top of Netzach. That's Orech. It's true, I started about Orvi, but now I went back to Orech. What would be the Orvi of the Paltzer? Orvi of the Paltzer would be something else. Orvi of the Paltzer would be that Netzach would be all this line over here. Well, it's over here actually. Netzach would be all this line over here. Okay? And then Chesed would be all this line over here. And then finally, what would this be? The Chochmah. The Chachan would be like this. Yeah, why is that? We know Netzach is your right leg, Hod is your left leg. Why am I saying the Netzach goes all the way up to your head? Right? We're saying the Netzach starts over here, goes all the way up to here. That's really where the Chochmah was, I told you originally. So how does this make sense to us, that you have the Chochmah, the Netzach, up to the Netzach, which is up here? Because the Netzach, you can look at it in a different way. You can look at the Netzach as not as the leg, more like you said, more the chitzonius part of it. Chitzonius meaning that it's the skin of the person. And this is the lotion of the Ariza. You have something in Musa called Or Bosa Gidim Yatzos. Right? And now an example, we just need the Or Bosa Gidim. Meaning that the Or encircles your whole body. Now the Or is not only at your feet, your skin is also at your head. Right? Netzach meaning the most exterior part of exterior sphera. Hod also being the same thing, the most exterior part. That represents all your skin all the way around. What's more pnimi to that? That's your chesed yin gevura. That's more pnimi. That represents the bosa. Masha'enke, when you get to the chokhman de bina, which is more your intellect, your thing, it's more interior. It's more interior, right? Your brains are much more interior than your skin or your bosa. So you have the skin, and then you have the bosa, and then you have the atzomas. That is what we mean by oivi. Oivi, the thickness. And when you grow both by oivi, your skin grows, and this is the Ariza said before in Shah Chavdalit. When you look at the arm and it grows, Lamashal, it doesn't just grow by orech, it also grows by the thickness. By thickness as well. And that's very, very important. People don't misyachis to it so much. But you understand the parts will grow through the orech and also through the oivi. Okay? Okay, that is if you look at it very linearly and you say you define a sphere as Netzach as your foot, as your right foot.
Now that
you were defining it as Netzach, as not as your right foot, mm-hmm. but rather as a double chitzoini, right? The hainu, the always the concentration is your mochim. Everything besides that is chitzoni to that. The chaget is chitzoni to the chabad, and the nahi is chitzoni to the chabad. Then we can say this: the nahi is chitzoniestik. The tichon is more the chabad, the chagas, right? And then the panimi part, we can understand intellectually, right? Because your intellect is inside of you. Right, the pool is more than this, and then the more chitzoni part of you is your legs. So if we touch up a netzach to be a chitzoni dekezach, what's chitzoni to us? The tzelem elokim, we look at ourselves, most chitzoni thing that we have is our all, our skin. That it goes all around our body. Therefore it's not a steal to say you have a netzach over here and also you have a chokhmah up there.
So that it's not just one part, you might be slavish, Like you said before, just one a little bit lower and another one a bit lower and lower. It doesn't work like that.
I'm not talking about the Indian of Habosha right now. I'm just talking about the Indian of one Pantsuf. Without Habosha. I'm talking about if you were to look at the top right corner of the Pantsuf, what would you call it? So, traditionally we call it, that's the Chochmah. Right, left. I'm telling you, maybe not. Maybe you should call it Netzach and Hod. It's not a stira. Because you're looking at the penimius sticker chelik of that of the patsuf, or you're looking at the chitzonius sticker chelik of the patsuf. If you look at the chitzonius sticker patsuf, the right side would be a netzach, and the left part would be a hod. That's your skin. I'm looking at the chitzonius sticker perspective of the patsuf. But if I want to go deep into the patsuf, what's making the patsuf work? I say it's a chochma up there, and it's a netzach there. Okay. Therefore, it's not a stira to say that if I'm looking at the chitzonis dik of the partsuf, which we call looking at biderech oivi, then I would say that part is a chochma de netzach. That's a chochma de netzach. The ik is the chochma shibo. But which part of the chochma am I looking at? I'm starting to break it down more into detail. Now it's a chochma de netzach. And if I go down that line, the right calf, I go, that's a chesed in netzach, and then I would say that's a netzach in netzach.
That's the most outside one.
That's the most outside one, right? If I go to the left part, then I would say, then it's a bina the hod, and then I would say it's a gvur the hod, and I would say it's a hod the hod. Right? It depends what I'm focusing on. I can say the opposite as well. I can say it's a netzach the chochmah. It's a netzach. It depends which I'm looking b'derech oivi, or I'm looking b'derech. I'm not trying to confuse him. I'm just trying to set things up for you, because when you see the Lashon HaRizal, you say, "What is he talking about?" But if you have this tmuna clear and it needs a little bit of chazar, you get clear into the Lashon of the HaRizal, and it makes it much more gishmak, much more move on. Now, okay, muzba. Ketzas, let's call it, right? We have a more or less understanding of how the Parsufim can have two different perspectives. Now, the truth of the matter is that, and the truth, again, there's always two truths, as we say it. I mean like this, that the Parsuf, through our void, as we said, interacts with us and will have times when it's going to be be'oiv and times when it's be'orech. Meaning, the ikka tafkid of the paltzuf is to be be'orech. Why is that? Because we know, look at B'Tzelem Elokim, we know the fact that the person stands upright. And when you look at a person, you don't say, look at his head, he has nice skin. And he has nice bosa on the neck. What do you say? He has a head. And his head's on top of his body. And his body, that means you're looking always b'derech orech. Right? You don't say, look at the thickness to him. He has a thickness of skin, a thickness of body, and anything. We never look at anything like that. Right? We always look at b'orech. That's the ikka. That's the ikka of the part of the orech. Now, so when does he go b'derech oivi? That's when we bring in more shefa. When we bring shefa, we haven't really discussed about this, is when we bring shefa, how do we bring shefa, but let's take it on as a poshta zach, that our avoida entails that we bring shefa down. By bringing shefa down into the paltuf, in order for us to finally receive shefa, that's the way we do it, the paltuf will take a new look then. It will take on the look of an oivi. Right? All the meaning, what's going to happen here, just simply that the spheres will shift. Right? That instead of having Chabad, Chagat, Nahi, we're going to have the Netzachs to the right hand side. On the three columns we'll have Hod, Hod, Hod. And then more Penimi to that, we'll have the Chochma, we'll have the Bina, and we'll have the Chesodim, and we'll have the Gevuras. And more panimi to that, we have all three columns of the Chokhmah, all three columns of the Bina. And I haven't really spoken about the middle column, but the exact same thing in the middle column, right? You have the, instead of Das column, then you have Das and the appropriate way. It's actually double the middle column, so I just want to speak about it. Let's speak about the two outer things. So when I have Shefa coming in, I collect all my Netzachim to one side in the Paltzuf. Remember? Be'orich, the Netzach of the Paltzuf would be Netzach, Netzach, Netzach. Hod, Hod, Hod. When I look at the Oiv, I go Netzach, Netzach, Netzach. I collect all the Netzachim to the right, all the Hod on the left. When the new Shefa comes, it comes with Esses Sfiras, and I collect all the Netzachim to this side, all the Hod, it collects it. Once it's collected, the Shefa of Esses Sfiras, then it reorients itself into a positive order. So the Patsuf constantly ovulates between the Orch and the Oive, Orch and Oive, Orch and Oive, and that's why you have, and that's why you have this picture over here, as we showed it, that this is an Oive and an Orch all together. Meaning that if you look at the top parts of the top part of the picture, which is over here and over here, my two fingers are, that is the top part. So you can look at it as all the Chochmas and all the Binas. Then you find the lower parts and lower part. That would be the Chasadim and that would be the Gvurs. The Chasadim, sorry, and then the Tzachim. And the same thing with the Binas, and you have the Hoids, and that's the Bina, and then the Gvura, and then the Hoid. That's after the adjustment. Then it's received Shefa, and it has readjusted itself to the Olah. Right. Is that a little bit clear? I know it's not very put into place, but these are just Musogim, and then Em Tashem we'll find how these fit into order exactly. But that's very, very important. Now, like I said, there's really two truths to this picture again, and the way that I'm speaking is not to confuse, but this is just to get you used to the Loshon of the Arizal, is that the Arizal speaks in Vorim, Nistorim, and Ne'elamim, because the emphasis of the truth is that you cannot have Tikkun without any Tohu, and Tohu without Tikkun doesn't work either. Meaning like this, is that what we spoke about the Vayelu was Orech and Oivir of the Patsuf. The Orech represents the, you can look at it this way, the Orech represents the Tikkun of the Patsuf. That is the way the Patsuf is supposed to look like. It's supposed to look like with the head on top of the shoulders, on top of the goof, on top of the feet. Mitzad Achre, it's very funny to say that you only look at the skin and so on and so forth. That's more the look of a Tohu. That's the way it was beforehand. The Shashfir, like we're going to see in Tashem, that all the spheres want to stand by itself and to receive the all by itself, and each one, since it wasn't working with the collective, the whole broke. Let's see, so the Shfir, the Chesed sphere came, stood by itself, tried to take all the all and shattered, and so on and so forth. All the Zayin Malachim, all the Zayin spheres. When we look at Bederech Oivi, we see that all the Netzachim standing in themselves, all the Hoids are standing by themselves. That's not the way we want the Patsuf. We want the Patsuf to work Bederech Halbosha. We want them work together as a whole. You want your arms to communicate with your brain, to communicate with your arms and your legs. You want everything to work as a whole. You don't want anything separate. So it's true in Echanami that we see when the Shefa comes in and reverts from a Ovita and Orach, in order to accommodate the new Shefa, in order to be moiled new Patsufin, it does this ovulation. So therefore it only works B'tikun and Oivi temporarily. It has to go always into a lower level in order to go to the higher level. You always need a Shvira before you need a Tikkun. And the story that is that you could, the only way you can recognize something is by having the opposite there. Meaning like this, that if you would only have the color, for example, the Moshe, if you have only white in this world, everything would be white. Nothing would, no colors would be recognizable whatsoever. meaning to understand colors, meaning that you have to have different types of colors. If everything is complete white, or if everything is just one sug, it doesn't mean anything to you. You can't say this color, this tablecloth is white, as opposed to what? Everything is white. So there's no point in calling it white. There's no essence to that whatsoever. It's only white if you have something black. The metzius of white is only there if you have a reka, you have a background to show that this is taka what it is. If not, it loses its metzius b'chlam. This oivin or pouches that we have is only shayach if you have the other one there simultaneously, or a kolponim in the background. Because without an oivi, you don't have an oiv, and without an oiv, you don't have an oivi. It can't be. It's a tnai. You can only show something. It can only appear, come into existence if you have something which contrasts it, which shows that it's taka there. If not, it's taka. It has no sense to us whatsoever. Am I making any sense to you? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes or no? No. Do you understand?
I don't understand how the metaphor works.
What don't you understand?
It's an imshon. We must understand the white,
right.
Black, and all that.
Right. So.
Let's have idea what would happen.
What would happen?
You'd have this shutter coming down, so you wouldn't have the.
Right.
The whole
working
parts of, let's say.
You can't just have one bechina without the other bechina. I mean.
It means to you, the second bechina means to you as a special bechina if you know something else. If you know the opposite of it, then you appreciate what it is now. It wouldn't be the other one, it wouldn't be special in its own bechina.
Let me give you another example. It's more than that, it's much more than that. So if, for example, one side of a person, you have a panim and ach to a person, you have a panim and yachuraim to a person, right? So you say, you ask me, why don't you just have the panim of the person? Why does a person have to have the backside, or vice versa? Why does the person have to have a front side to him? Why can't he just have a backside to him? Because you're not a davar shalom. The definition of davar shalom is a given. Davar shalom is a davar poni v'ach. Right? Oivi without oivich and oiv without oivi is a habazah. We have to have a davar shalom is two sides of the coin, not only one side of the coin. You go to the bank and say, I want to give this in. It's one side of the one side of a pound note, of a pound coin. It's worthless. It's not a pound coin, b'chlam. To have a patzuf, meaning it's a tznai to have in the patzuf something b'tzelem elokim. In the same way, we have an oivi and we have a height and we have a width. To say that we're talking about a patsuf who only has an oil without an oivi is nishkin patsuf. A patsuf is three dimensions, like we're three dimensions, not a two dimensional. It's not a paper on the wall, it's not a stagnant thing. It's a live entity which grows. You grow be'orim be'oivi or just be'orim? Right? You ask me, why can't we just have the oivi? Because then you have all these people, everybody on this earth, just growing wide, very, very fat people, short and very fat people. That's not the metzias. The Eibishter didn't want it that way. He could have made it that way in the Chanavim. But we're not debating the fact. The fact is that the metzias is built on two bechinas, oivi or be'ore. The patsuf as well is built on oivi and oire. What we're just laying through is that each one is a tnai in the other one. You cannot recognize the oich if you don't have an oivi there, and you can't recognize the oivi if you don't have an oich there. It's taken there, behelem. The shayla is which one comes to the forefront. Is going to be the oivi which is coming now, which is going to be the focus of our attention, or is it going to be the oich? It's not that. Is that there's something new coming. No new bechinas are coming in. This patsuf has both bechinas. Not that we see it at one time. So therefore, for example, in Etz Chaim, Shal Lamed, the Rav will come to tell us that the Paltzuf grows as follows. It grows from the Nai, and then you have the Chagas, and then you have, so you see clearly that the Paltzuf is like the mountain chart. It grows Me'orech. But in the earlier Chokim, that was in Perek Zayin or whatever, in the Perek Aleph and Beis and Gimel Dalet, over there it seems to be Mashma, a completely different Surah to the Paltzuf. So the Yafisho asked this Kasha. The Yafisho, one of the main Mefarshim of the Etz Chaim, has a Gansa Arichas there, what's going on with Ariza? Stira from one the beginning of the Peret to the end of the Peret. Teretz is, Dr. Yafisho, it depends how you're going to look at the Paltzuf. The Arizal in the later Prakim is describing the Paltzuf Beder Orech. But at the beginning of the Prakim Shal Lamed, also in Shach of Dalit, explains the Paltzuf Beder Oivi. And you quite sincere to say it's either or. To say that it's either this or either this. No. Put both of them together. Why doesn't he just put it together? And he could have put everything into one shah. But the Chokhmah Tanstad is that it's taken both together. Now the greater Chokhmah is to understand how does it work all together. It's hard enough to understand the Orech passing on from the Chabah to the Chagah to the Nahi, and how the Shefer goes up and down. And then you have to leg through how the Oivir, and this interim period where it fluctuates from an Oivir to an Orech. That's already a Chokhmah B'Fnatzmo. But that's why maybe the Ariza did not put it all into one Perek in order not to confuse us too much. But Adrava, don't confuse it to say a part of it is only Be'orech. That's a very, very tzumtik zach, and it's Nishkin Lefin Mitzias. As we said, there's a Klam, Be'besore Erza Luka, posting an Eyov, that wherever I see in this world, in my goof, that's the way the Patsufim work. That's the way the Olam HaSeilyonim work. That's how I understand. It's my Kesher. That's why I'm built the way I'm not. That's why I'm built the way I am. If not, the Eibishter could have made me with three heads and 2 feet and 5 arms. Or he could have made me square or round. Why has he made me in the Tzura that I am? 1 head, 2 arms, this on top of that, with a thickness? To tell you, Poshut. You have to uplearn the sugya. You have to learn yourself. And once you learn it, the Sora is a loka, I can push and understand everything that there is in the Olamas Elyonim. Why? Because we're Nikba. Lefi, the Olamas Elyonim, right? Choysem v'nichtam. Choysem v'nichtam. That's taka the stab, but we're just a reflection of the stab. We're a photocopy of what is up there. Literally. So once you have this understanding, this tech, it helps a lot to understand what the Ariza is trying to get to. Right. Yeah. Okay, so do you want to... Any questions on what we spoke about so far? We spoke about a lot of things. We spoke about how you can look at the parts of Bedel cylinders, one cylinder, although that's a good marshal to have in your mind. And we said that Habosha is always on the parts of Aelion, the Nahi of that parts of. Okay? And that parts of Aelion is Malbish, the parts of Shalea, on the Nahi of that parts of. And that Paltzuf, you can look at it all three Paltzuf is one Paltzuf or one Paltzuf. Or three different Paltzuf. And the name of that Paltzuf would be the three what you want to concentrate on. So you can look at it all as Arich, or you can look at it as individual Paltzufim, Arich Ampin, Abba V'ima, and Zer Ampin V'nuk. Now, just one more part. All we spoke about the Violet is just something Bechlovus. But you have to understand, it really doesn't work this way. I just want to confuse you just a bit more. It really doesn't work this way. Why? Do we see that a child takes its mother's legs? What's Netzach Hod Yisod? That's the right leg, left leg, and Mishoy. Ima is Moili, the new Pasuk. We said the Paltzuf Shelemata is created through the Nahi. right? But where do we see mitzvahs that a child's hanging on to the legs and of the mother? I mean, you should ask that. It's an obvious thing, right? I just told you everything we see down here is a reflection of there. But how do we see that, right? The Loshon Chazal is Barach Barakol Dovua. Barakol Dovua. The son is the legs of the father. Ubach Yerch Imo. The Uba is Taka the Yerch Imo. What do you mean? How do you understand to be Pshad? How do you understand Pshad? What's Pshad now? You have Pshad?
What's
Pshad now?
I mean, as long as the Uba is, yeah.
What?
As long as he's the Uba, he's inside the mother, he's part of the mother, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not saying Dafka would be Shas is it's still I think even after Barak called Avua, we have the same cash over here. The way I just told you that every part of this Malbish the Nahi, that's the creation of the new one. So when you look at Za, the new creation Havloda, you look at the mother Ima, and you find the tag is on Nahi, on her legs. But it's not like that. What we're speaking about here is actually is the tipa. That's a bit you saw in Arizal. The tipa, the hainu. How you moily the new pasuk with stua zivog of Abba v'Ima. As you know, can you do? Now, what is the ubo? What is the new creation? Is a tipa. The tipa starts in the chokhmah bina. You cannot mizavig without das. Bleed das take. You can't have any zivug without das. Das is moily the tipa. The tipa goes down from the chabot to the chagas until the yisoid. Abba gives over this tipa to the ima, and ima then produces from this tipa, grows the tipa, and is moily the tipa. Moily the tipa. How she moily the tipa? Through her nahi. There's a contribution through her Netzach Hod and Yesoid, through that formation of Netzach Hod Yesoid, the Nahi of her create and help to develop this Tipa. The Tipa is born, walks away. The child is born, walks away. So do we say now the child has no shaykhus to the Ima whatsoever? L'chol, yes. Are our mothers here with us? No, we have no shaykhus to them whatsoever. That's it, Netzach. Right? Chazal said Nishtazoy. Ubo Yerchimo. Baraka Davua. Always. Because what we spoke about the Nai was talking about the Tipa. That refers to the new existence. I mean, the new creation. Again, the new creation is always created through the Nai, we say. That is Taka referring to the Tipa. The Tipa which comes out from the Ima is her Nai. Is the formation via the Hainu, the Netzach Hod Yesod helped produce the people. It added to the Tipa, it gave Kalim and so on and so forth, and Mochim and Shefa to that Tipa, and created this new entity called the thing. A Hagam that is Moili, that's Tipa, and the Tipa Takin goes away and walks and becomes, you know, a cotton and it becomes an agodal or whatever. All the bechinas of the Ima and the Abba are still there. Okay, that's Miyashiv, the stira that we find many times in Arizal, and also the Lashonis of the Chazal, and also Taka our Metzias. How does this work, the Metzias? If it's Taka the Nahi, then why is not the person walking around with his mother's legs around him? Teretz is Taka the Nahi doesn't mean the literal Kalim, Netzach Hod Yesod of the mother. But Taka, the koichus that the Nahi puts into the Tipa helps create that Tipa, and that stays with the child forever and ever and ever and ever. This koichus of Nahi, he takes with him. That's why we see that Vlad is the Nahi, the Ima. Shutik Mashmo. You are Bro Korodurvua. You are Taka, the legs of your father, and you are Uber Yerich Imo. You are Taka, the legs of your mother. The hand, you have these bechinas Netzach Hod Yesod in you forever. That is your makeup of the vlad. You want to answer that?
When is the halbosha?
That is
before he left after his left.
The halbosha. What do you mean?
When the lower part of his mouth is in the here on the top one.
Right.
That's the tip of the child.
The tip of the chart, yeah.
That's the one which is Malgus and Nahir on the top.
That's right. Passer. That's right. The Nahir of the mother is inside inside that teapot. We're not talking about her own kalim of Nahi, the Netzach HaYisod. We're not talking about her legs are into the teapot. Right? We're talking about those bechinas which she gives into that teapot is the bechina of Netzach HaYisod. That goes in the ring. Right? Not like these pictures literally draw to us that we're talking about that is actually physically on the Nahi, the Ima. And Ima is physically on the Nai, the Abba, and so on and so forth. It doesn't work that way. Right? This is for sure in Arizal, and if you want to see in the earlier Chalokim of the Leshem, explains like this, that all of this Halbosha is referring to the Tipa only. Again, just this helps to avoid a lot of confusion. You haven't seen the confusion in order to appreciate the Teretz, but I'm just being Makdim that this is going to preempt a lot of things.
Is that what you said in the beginning, that the lower parts of it is the malchus of the upper parts of it? That means that the big, the son, which is the mother, he is the one which is the malchus.
Right.
But I don't know if it's gulmish, but I thought that the zivug is created between all the spheres and the malchus, and the malchus corresponds to the wife. Not like you said, that the abba, the imam. Together,
I'm not with you, the Hezron. You have Abba the Ima. Abba sends the Tipa.
The Ima is the Malchus of the Abba.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It keeps on going. Right, there's a lot of Arizal that speak about where is Taka, where is your wife? He says in Shah Yoreach, he says over there, Taka, it's your Teretz Yesod. Your wife, once upon a time, was your Teretz Yesod. You have two names to the Yesod. You have the Yesod and the Teretz Yesod, which is the lowest part. That lowest part, Taka, after a while, disconnected from you, and Taka came back to you as. Huh?
It was
a tear. All right. Going to the solution later on. Okay, so the writer will stop here. We'll continue next time. For more shiurim or information about the Yeshiva Tachen, please visit our website www.yeshivatachen.com. Have any questions or looking to learn Chochmas Emes with an experienced Rebbe? Please send us an email at yeshivatachen@gmail.com. That's yeshivatachen@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.